Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Right, Wendy's going to be ducking out of here a little early. She is on assignment for the next 24 hours.
On assignment to Knoxville, Tennessee, Woo! Where Taylor Lautner, and Kristen Stewart are going to be doing a red carpet thing. And I have the assignment of going to get the Taylor Lautner interview and makeout session.
Yeah, the first thing you got to do is tell him that he's pronouncing his last name incorrectly.
Yeah, he says it Lautner on the interview we just had with him, but we've been saying Lautner.
Let's hear how he pronounces
Lautner.
It.
Lautner.
He's messing it all up.
Q100 and the Burt Show.
Hey, what's up? It's Taylor Lautner playing.
Lautner.
So I got to tell him he's saying his name wrong.
Yeah.
It's Lautner.
That's
Taylor.
The first thing. That's your first impression, right? Oh. There. So yeah, they're going to be up in Knoxville. So you've got to be able to control yourself tonight here because you're all excited about Lautner and all that. But you got an assignment. You need to bring back you speaking. You're doing an interview with Taylor.
I think I can handle it. I'm a little nervous right now because, the drive up there, all I'm going to be thinking about, what do I ask? What do I do when I see him? How am I going to do my hair? How's my outfit going to look? I hope I look all right. Is he going to come to me? I don't know.
You should just sing him, You Belong With Me.
Oh, I mean, bring my guitar and be Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Or this one. Just sing him a little Justin Bieber.
No, I'm so excited.
Could you say, Taylor, this is my ringtone for you. The thing about these red carpet deals also here, Wendy, that you're going to have to keep in mind is that it gets really competitive. I mean, you got to keep in mind there's a whole bunch of people that are going to be jockeying for any words at all that they can bring back to their TV station or radio station. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to somehow, some way muscle your way up to the front of that line. And it gets vicious in some of the
It does get pretty aggressive. Carpets, Wendy and I both experienced it at American Idol.
Yeah, me and Jen did American Idol, and we were pretty aggressive there. Got some good interviews. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to be aggressive with this one. If this is my one opportunity I get to be this close to Taylor Lautner, it's going to happen.
No. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, we can't forget that Kristen Stewart's going to be up there also.
Yes. You know who that is, right, Wendy?
Yes, she's dating Robert Pattinson. Or she's not dating, but dating.
So, and also, I mean, I think you have to try to get a picture with Lautner, because that Lautner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You have to try to get a picture with him, because, I mean, that right
there.
That
way you touch. That is legal touching. If you take a picture, sure. You slide your hand around, you can feel the rippling muscles in his back.
You can try out an ab.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Legal touching during
you know
the picture.
You know what Bert always says at the end of every show, as soon as we get off the air, remember, kids, if you're going to commit pedophilia, document it.
What?
So that's what you need to do. Yeah. Just take a picture.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then we all put our hands on top of each other like we're in a huddle, and yeah!
Windowless van!
Anyway, Wendy, I have total faith that you are going to get this interview with Taylor Lautner, and you're going to get a picture with him.
Let me give you an example of what you don't want to sound like tonight, okay? This is, you remember we played this for you a couple of months ago? This is the woman in England that was watching the New Moon movie trailer for the very first time. It had just come out. She opens up her laptop. She turns the camera on. And then she starts watching the trailer. And she just loses her mind. This is how you don't want to sound like this tonight.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I almost don't want to watch it so that I can, watch it again later. Deep breath. Okay. Here we go. Play. The beach! The track!
And my only reason to stay.
Bella, open your puzzle.
That's Carrie Pradeen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to pause it right there. Oh my God, what the f*** has Taylor done to himself? Oh my God, he's so hot. I don't even care if he's like 17. I don't give He's hot, okay? The boy is hot.
She had to take the pair of dice out of her mouth.
And the wolf. The f***ing wolf. It's a proper f***ing wolf. It's like a poof. And it's a wolf. It's a proper wolf. It's not a little woof woof wolf. It's a rrr wolf.
Should I say that? Wow. I'm going to say that.
Okay, try not to sound like that.
You're a rrr wolf.
There, your bar is set very low for tonight.
I can definitely achieve more than that. I will get the interview. Right. I'm getting the picture.
Go
I'm
get
a new Wendy, Facebook Wendy, profile Wendy. Picture.
Go get Taylor. Go get Kristen. Come back.
No yes. Hyperventilating.
No, there will be no heavy breathing.
The Burt Show.
Have you heard about this kid that's 7 years old that has refused to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at school?
Mm-mm. Why?
Is he seven? 10 years old. 10. He's going to tell you about it. He was on CNN yesterday. And at 10 years old, he started listening to the words of the Pledge of Allegiance. And he's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something doesn't quite make sense here. And until something's done about it, I'm not going to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Huh.
Joining us now in an exclusive interview are Will Phillips and his father, Jay. They're in West Fork, Arkansas for us this morning. When did you decide that you weren't going to stand up and recite the pledge?
I decided that I was going to do that the weekend before when I did it. I was analyzing the meanings of it because I want to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what did you decide in analyzing the meanings of it that caused you not to stand up and recite the pledge?
Well, I looked at the end, and it said with liberty and justice for all. And there really isn't liberty and justice for all. There's gays and lesbians can't marry. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of racism and sexism in the world. Yeah.
So your teacher, who was a substitute teacher at the time, was giving you some grief about not standing up, and this went on for a few days. What did you eventually say to that teacher?
I eventually, very solemnly, with a little bit of malice in my voice, said, "Ma'am, with all due respect, you can go jump off a bridge."
Oh my God.
With all due respect.
Wow, with malice in his voice.
10 years old.
10 or 7?
10 years old.
Ma'am, with all due respect.
And a little bit of malice.
Wow. You want that kid representing you in about 10 years,
right? Oh my
right?
God, I want him representing me now.
Yeah.
So he's sitting on CNN. He's got his dad there with him also. Mm-hmm. So
is his this dad is, laughing? Like his dad's
no,
like...
No, dad puts his face in his hands and he's like, oh.
Here we go.
And he's he's sort of recalling the whole thing over and over and over again. So this is dad's response on national TV.
Well, my initial response was measured and considered, thoughtful, and was, he's dead. That's it. He's doomed. However, when I got home and I talked to him, the more I heard from him, the more it became apparent that this wasn't a typical act of juvenile delinquency. This was a very atypical act of juvenile delinquency.
So here you have this 10-year-old that's not going to recite the words to the Pledge of Allegiance because he doesn't think, that the words are accurate. So how did the other kids in school react to him not reciting the Pledge of Allegiance?
Not very good. They've taken from what I said, an assumption that I'm gay in the halls and the cafeteria. I've been repeatedly called a gay wad.
A gay wad? What's a gay wad?
Don't ask that question.
I really don't know. It's a discriminatory name for homosexuals.
Okay. All right. Will, as we prepare to leave you here, what will it take for you to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance? And I ask this question based on, what we saw in the off-year election just a couple of weeks ago. A same-sex marriage initiative was put to the test, put to the voters in the state of Maine. Mm-hmm. And every state across the nation where it has been put to the voters, it has gone down to defeat. So the democratic process is taking place here. Seems to be something that voters at large do not support. So what will it take for you to return to saying the pledge?
For there to truly be liberty and justice for all.
And what does that entail?
That entails everyone being able to marry.
All right.
10 years old. Wow. Kid taking a stand,
wow.
man.
Wow. Love. Smart little kid.
That impressive or
love
what?
That kid.
He's going to get beaten up a lot, but
I know,
smart kid.
Right?
Remonatory
no,
word.
No, he's not, because somebody comes at him to bully him, and he is going to talk that person dizzy.
He's ready to sue now.
He's going to be like, I say this with no prejudice and a little bit of malice, but if you strike me, I will take you before a high court and sue you for every penny that your parents are worth. He's going to be like, all right, dude, just go ahead.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys have stuff about yourself that drives you nuts?
Not one thing.
Because
I love it all.
Yeah, I'm perfect.
I irritate myself in a lot of ways. But I irritate myself most often because I am Little Miss 10 minutes late to everything. I, like 5 to 10 minutes late for my life. And I cannot figure out how not to be late anymore. Like, it just drives me nuts. Every morning coming into work, I'm like hauling butt so that I'm not, you know, the 10 minutes late and I'm just running. If I had 5 more minutes, everything else would be so much more calm.
Now, what would
calm.
Happen, though, if you got up 5 minutes earlier? You'd still be
I'd
5 minutes
late. I'd still be 5 minutes late. I'd still be 5 minutes late because instead of getting out the door, I'd, like, wash the coffee pot. So then when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, for whatever reason, it just drives me crazy. And I don't know if anybody has gone through this and, like, been a reformed I'm always late person to now a punctual on time person. But I can't ever do it. Like, here's a for instance. Some of my friends, this couple I know well, just got married and bought a new house, right? So they are so excited and they're like newlywed, they're in love, and they bought this new beautiful home. So I'm going over there the other night and I buy wine to bring with me. I'm leaving. I have plenty of time to get to their home in time to be there. Dinner starts at 7, you know? But on the way, I think in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Wine is nice, but I should really bring a potted plant. And I should really bring a card that says congratulations on your new home. So instead of getting there at 7, I pull off the highway, go to the Publix, get the potted plant and the card, and then I check out, and then I get back in the car, and I got to sign the card, and I got to get it, and then I'm 15 minutes late. Like, why do I do it every single time? I drive myself nuts with it every day. Every day.
10 minutes late is still socially acceptable to me. It's not an annoyance.
Not if you're a friend.
Really? Doesn't bother me at all.
Late is not acceptable. And I'm guilty of it too.
It's really? One of my biggest pet peeves. But I'm trying to figure out if any of the people I know that go are always late, none of them have ever changed. And it's almost like I wonder if it's this mental thing because they always throw in an extra. Like, they know they have to, they know they have to be somewhere.
Right.
But somehow, they purposely throw in at the coffee pot that needs to be washed, which it really doesn't to get you to work on time.
Right.
The wine, you didn't need to get the potted plant in the card and sign the card and make sure the card was right and everything before you. So it's almost like there is this mental sabotage you put upon yourself to make sure that you don't get there on time.
Isn't that weird? There's some sort of strange psychology in it because I cannot figure it out.
I'm on the other end of this. Like, if you're 10 minutes late to me, no problem. I would rather have you 10 minutes late than 10 minutes early.
Like, I was coming over to your house for dinner or meeting you at a restaurant. What if I was, like, meeting you at a restaurant and we said 6:30 and I show up by 6:40?
I'm cool with that. 10 minutes is fine. After that, then we're starting to get a little bit touchy. But after 10 minutes.
But that's if you see each other every once in a while and you're hanging out. But if you're friends or if it was Stacy that was always late, would that not drive you nuts?
I think we both have a problem probably with that.
With being late? See, you're on my boat, so you're not as critical about it.
Well, I'm on your boat, too, and it drives me nuts because, to me, if you're supposed to be somewhere at 7 o'clock and you show up at 7:15, then you have just said, my time, what I am doing, is more valuable than the plans you have made.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, for me, 15 minutes is a world of difference than 10 minutes.
Or 10 minutes, even.
I don't know why they're...
But for the person that's on time or early, like, that's 20... Like, 15 minutes late, the person who's going to be on time more than likely got there about five minutes early. So you're talking 20 minutes of their time that they're just sitting waiting on you.
Right.
And that's all they're doing. They could have been doing something. They could have been doing something. So it's kind of like what Jeff's saying. I think the irritation with people is in their mind. It's like, well, why is everything catered to you? Why, you know, why can't you reward the people that got there early? You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
But that's not what you're asking. You're asking how to fix it. To get that fight, you know, just to pull that.
Right. Like, I've considered, like, last week I actually considered maybe I will change every clock that I own.
Don't do it. Because then you just do the math in your head.
And then the one in my car and the one in my house. Mm-hmm. And I was even trying to figure out if I could change the BlackBerry, but I don't think I can because that's such a Verizon.
No, you can.
You can?
Uh-huh. But the problem is you do the math. If you set them all 15 minutes, yeah, you know.
Somebody else would have to do it without you knowing it.
You start to give yourself a grace period. Yeah, that's really, Melissa, I think, nailed it. Someone else has to fix everything.
Has to change it for you.
Right, without you knowing.
For how long?
Because people lie to you now.
And I know it's... Yeah, I just, for whatever reason. And then, of course, in Atlanta, you can always kind of try to blame it on traffic, mm-hmm. but everybody has to plan ahead on traffic in this town.
Do your friends lie to you about what time something starts? Because it gets to that point where you lie purposely 15 minutes. Well, they should. Because 15, I'm just kidding. But
no.
I mean, you end up lying about to the person.
Why?
About being late.
If you have friends that you're consistently late with,
yeah.
then I guarantee you if they want you there at 7:15.
Yeah.
They will tell you that it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
They know. They'll never admit it to you, but they know that you're the one who's always 15 minutes late, mm-hmm. and they adjust it. And like I said, Jessica and I are just as
Because
guilty.
That way they're not waiting on you. They know you're not going to show up at 7:15, so they're not sitting there, you know, getting anxious.
And that's what makes us feel terrible every time we're going somewhere where we know we're going to be late, because we do that to people.
Do you have any ideas on how to fix it?
No, because I would have done it already.
Really?
But no matter what
I wish I was hopeful because none of my friends, my sister's this way. We tease about my sister about how we're going to hide her body and make her late to her own funeral if she dies before us because she's notoriously late.
How late is she?
I mean, it varies. It's not just a 5 or 10. It just varies within the hour. So sometimes it's 5 and sometimes it's over 30.
Hour?
There's so much comfort in it. It is so much more relaxing that the very few times that I've actually left the house early and didn't have to worry about the traffic because I've left that buffer.
Yes.
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, it's no stress.
It really is no stress at all, and it's actually enjoyable. You're on the phone. You get out. If you make a wrong turn, there's no problem.
Yep.
But I can't train myself to do it consistently.
Is there anything worse than when you're pulling in? Like, remember, I met you last week at Taco Mac,
mm-hmm.
and I was 5 minutes late, and I felt like crap because even 5 minutes makes me feel like crap.
You were 10 minutes late.
Or 10 minutes late, however long I was. And I sent you. I knew when I was leaving because I can't remember what I was doing, but I knew I was going to be late. And I sent you the text message or whatever, and then I got into that parking lot, and there were no spots, and then the panic really starts to set in.
Then everything irritates you.
Yes.
And everything is irritating.
Move! You know, there's a 72-year-old totally. One-legged man trying to put his wheelchair in the back of the car.
It's
and I'm like, oh, come on!
There's a guy going 80 on 285. You're like, can't you speed it up?
Yeah, but it's a subconscious thing. I mean, obviously you're not meaning to do it, but there's something subconscious
that is
a sabotage.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Key, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show, huh?
Hey, good morning. I was just listening when she said that she tells her sister to be early. She always tells her the wrong time. My brother and my sister-in-law are constantly late for everything. Mm-hmm. So even when we send them a formal invitation, theirs has a different time on it.
Really?
A written invitation.
My son's birthday is next week, his party. Their invitation says it starts at 5:30. Everybody else's says it starts at 6.
And they don't know that, so they can't adjust the time?
Nope. I don't tell them.
Awesome.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had somebody years ago say that it's a control thing. Mm-hmm. If you're always late, then you control the start time of the event.
I've heard that before.
That you
and
are the
true.
One. And it's a subconscious
really?
Control thing
mm-hmm.
where you cannot let someone else be in control. So that means if you get somewhere at 7 o'clock or 6:55 that starts at 7 and the other person doesn't show up at 7, you subconsciously feel out of control because the start time was 7 o'clock, but now it's not going to start until they get there. If
waiting,
I'd gotten here if after
that
10.
That gives them the control position.
Yeah, yes. Josh is saying he saw a Dr. Phil exactly like this. He just instant messaged to me, and it said, he said it was a selfish thing. You could be on time, but instead you need to be more important than the other person, so you make yourself subconsciously late.
God, what a diva!
Really?
You suck, Jen.
God, Jen!
Well, then why do I irritate myself so much with it?
Because you can't let go of the control. It's a subconscious thing.
Wow.
Because you know it's wrong on the surface. You know it's wrong.
Dude,
you feel guilty.
That's way
Hey,
deeper.
Meredith, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. Hi,
hey,
everybody.
Hi.
You guys are wonderful.
Thank you.
We are.
Just won a holiday gift card yesterday for $500. Thank you very much, Brittany. But anyway, I'll get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, and I'm sure you are so sweet and you're a wonderful person, but what I would recommend, because I used to do this all the time, is you have got to set your clock back like 40 minutes before the hour. Then you need to write whatever appointment you have on the calendar. Let's say it's for 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write it and I don't mean to sound rude, but you need to write it down that it's 6 o'clock drinks with Bert or whatever.
Okay.
And even if it's like 6:30. And then thirdly, you gotta follow it. And you just got, it's self-discipline. It's not, you know, it's not about, you got to say, okay, even though I'm going to be bored as hell waiting there 40 minutes early, I've got to do this. Because you know what? On the other side, it's really annoying.
Who's got the time to be 40 minutes early?
But changing all the times and writing appointments down, pointless. Because you will just look. The clock in my bedroom.
Because you know that it's changed.
I think, though, writing the appointment down, because we have so many different ones throughout the day.
You'll forget what time the real start is.
I'll forget what time the real start is. Because I'll put stuff, I mean, I'll put, you know, drinks with a friend I haven't seen in 3 weeks. It's on my calendar for 3 weeks from now. So if we're supposed to be 6:30 and I consistently do it at 6, then.
You'll know it's 6:30.
Yeah, but I think 3 weeks out, I would forget.
You'll just forget all about it. It'll become your routine.
Not if you're doing it with all of your appointments.
You just have to stop trying to be the most important person in the room, Jen.
Well, is there another option?
That's difficult to do in here.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Right, here's what we know about Amanda so far. We know that she's 33 years old. We know we talked to her on Friday, and she agreed to do relationship report card, where we line up a different dude every day, and he details exactly why the relationship hasn't worked out. And in day one, John came on and said, look, we went out with each other in college. It was 13 years ago. I was drinking and partying, and she was too for about a couple of months. And then she got real serious about the books, and she wanted me to stay home all the time, and I was 21, so it didn't work out. Then yesterday we talked to Nathan, and he told us he was 21 while they were dating when she was 30 mm-hmm. years old. Same scenario there. He wanted to party and do it up. He was 21 years old. He was going clubbing. He's going to the bars. And she's like, I am past this, man. She started off hot, like she was going out with him and drinking. And then a couple of months later, she didn't want to do it anymore. So she stayed home. And he kept going out, and that was the end of their relationship. So we do have that tie together.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it is Eric who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay. Morning,
Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
And how long ago did you date Amanda?
Well, we dated 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we were together, really almost exactly 6 months.
Okay.
6 months. Okay. And you're how old?
I'll be 35 in May.
Okay.
Somebody her own age.
Got you.
A little older. Okay. 2 years older.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, pretty similar in friends and age.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda, for sure, is listening right now,
mm-hmm.
and she probably hasn't heard your voice in a while. So give us a snapshot, a description of the time that you guys spent together, and started off, you know, with all the good stuff that happened in the beginning, and then just tell us where you started to see some red flags and then how it deteriorated for you.
Okay. Well, we met through mutual friends, and I remember we hit it off right away. It was nice because, we didn't meet, we weren't fixed up. We were just out, and we really connected, and it seemed, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she's great, you know, my memory of our relationship is that we had a good time, but she's pretty serious about her career and work, and I like that. Like, I thought that was great. And, you know, we weren't kids, so this was, someone who I started looking at as, you know, possibly someone to hang out. So I think we were on the same wavelength in terms of where we were at in our lives
mm-hmm.
for hanging out and maybe pursuing something long term. And I won't give you tons of details, but here's what really happened. We went away on a vacation and we had the best time. We just, you know, like one of those week packages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. And she's a lot of fun. You know, and she's not like a party girl, but she was really a lot of fun and sort of partied on the same level that I do. You know, enough fun, but not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the wildest part. So, and this is where it started to go downhill. We got back from the vacation and it was right after, it was around the New Year's resolution time. And I'm not a big resolution guy, but I remember her saying, you know, I'm going to make some resolutions this year. And I said, great. Yeah, amazing. And you have to keep in mind that this is right after the vacation where we had, you know, a really good time. Mm-hmm. And we're not kids. We were, you know, we were.
All righty. Okay.
Yeah. So she says, I've decided I want to become a born-again virgin.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Like, I'm not kidding you. And I thought she was kidding.
Did you laugh?
What'd you say?
Did you laugh right away?
Yeah, I just said, there's I want to lose 10 pounds, and there's I want to quit smoking, and then there's I want to become a born-again virgin.
So did that mean that she wanted to stay a virgin? And
no, that means no more.
How it was explained to me, and she just said, you know, I don't remember her being religious. I mean, I think that her family, they may be observant, and they may observe holidays and whatnot, but I just remember her saying, this sort of came to me, and I've reflected on this, and this is like an incredibly important thing I want to do in my life. I just want to abstain from sex, and I really want to sort of claim myself. I mean, that's the phrase she used, a born-again virgin, and I want to do this until I'm really, really, really certain that you're me or anyone, but I certainly thought it was me because we were together, that you're the one that I'm going to marry and have children with. And I mean, I didn't hear a lot beyond I want to become a born-again virgin.
That's all you need to hear after that, yeah. I mean, if I'm the guy and I'm the dude that's been intimate with my girlfriend now for 6 months and she all of a sudden says she doesn't want to do that anymore, I can't help but take that personally.
Yeah, and this was like at five months, and so I hung out. Like, I thought, okay, this isn't going to last. Who can? And really, like, we went a month, and I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can. You're going to get a lot of support here.
Yeah, a different conversation for a different time. I've never heard a guy say that they were going to do that.
To be a born again virgin. Yeah.
I just wonder where that comes from. Why she decided, like, up and decided that?
Bad vacation of lovemaking.
Did she say why this epiphany?
And then I thought, is it me? Like, is it like, I really thought, like, is she trying to sort of like not say, you're not doing it for me? Like, I had no, I it played a lot of games with my mind.
Mm-hmm. Was she reading some kind of book or something? Was she, all of a sudden she's making all these changes, some kind of...
Well, you know, as I said, it was around the New Year time, and she was reflecting on what she wanted to do and give up and do with her life. And, you know, it was, we weren't living together, so, like, you know, we were dating, but so I can't tell you what went on, like, in the privacy of her own thoughts about it. But and then things just got tense for me. Then I was always in my head about...
Of course.
Yeah, I could never really, you know, and then it was, like, really frustrating because we would, like, you know, fool around, but, like, really, like, we'd kiss and we'd cuddle, and it just wasn't enough.
I applaud you for sticking around for 4 weeks. I think you said it was a month. I'd have been gone... Right at the virgin part.
I'm a born-again virgin.
Hey, Bert, what's your deal? Was that a joke?
Weird, because I'm breaking up with you. And just as a sidebar here, and we've talked about this before, there is no such thing. Once that's gone, it is gone. You can't will it to be again. Well, it is gone.
It disturbs me that women feel so guilty about it. You know, it concerns me when we talked to Amanda on Friday that women feel, that there's some shame in what they've done in the past.
I struggle with just the name of it. Rephrase it or something, because it's just a big old lie. It's done.
I just think the whole concept.
What, the born again virgin thing?
Yeah, you got one shot at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was really it. Everything's going fine, and then all of a sudden she decides no more of this, and then you're out of there at that point. Okay, easy stuff.
Yeah, and you know, when you're a guy, I hate to say it, like it's in some respects it felt like I was being punished for something, or that I would. And then I thought, did I offend you in some way? Like, it was just really, it was a real bad mind game for me.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm sure she's listening right now. We are not putting her back on today to debate it or.
Although it would
she's
be
screaming right now at the radio, but
I know.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
It's getting longer,
huh? What
I'd
is it?
I'd love to say one thing.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Oh no.
She's a great gal, and like really a terrific person, and I really enjoyed her. But that, you know, maybe in retrospect, I hope she'll understand. But it just it just, that wasn't cool with me, that's all.
So had she not made that announcement or that life decision, then the relationship would have continued on?
You know, as far as I was concerned, I really thought, like, things were going great, and we were having a great time. So I can't tell you, like, if 2 years later we'd still be together, mm-hmm. but I know that I would. Mm-hmm. I had every interest in staying with her at that point. And but that part of a relationship is important to me.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm sure she'll have
Understood.
Something to say about that when we talk to her again, but we got it, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate
All
it,
right.
Eric. Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. Bye-bye.
She is sabotaging herself. You know,
like I just wonder where that came from. There had to be something going on.
Things were going
on that
well.
Trip.
That's
she
why.
That on.
And she certainly wasn't enjoying that part of their relationship, because if that's going great, you just don't give that part up.
Unless she's mm-hmm. just, yeah. The first thought I have is that things were going well, so she messed it up.
Hey,
you know,
is this Kristen?
Christine.
Hey, Christine. Good morning.
Hey. First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for over a year, and I absolutely love your show.
But
I am so, so upset and disappointed by your reaction to this whole thing.
Why is that?
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, you guys think that it's ridiculous that mm-hmm. she, you know, wants to be a born-again virgin, and that it's a lie, and that it's stupid, and that she shouldn't feel guilty. You know, if she has decided to turn her life over to living in a Christian way that she feels like God wants her to do, you know, that's something very personal mm-hmm. for anyone to experience. And, you know, even if you don't particularly understand it, that religious side of it, that can be a very, very important and personal part of someone's life.
But we don't know if it's religious. He may have just sucked in bed.
Well, and let me say this also, because I don't want you to twist my words around. I don't have any problem at all with the fact that for whatever reason a woman wants to give up that part of a relationship. That part really doesn't bother me. The more superficial part of that really annoys me is calling it what people call it. There is no such thing as a born-again virgin. It's done. It happened. It's over.
All of a sudden say that you're going to now practice abstinence.
But you're not a born-again
right.
virgin.
Reclaim that part.
So
it's
already been there and done
it. It has nothing to do with the physical aspect. Obviously, physically, you can never be a virgin again. Everyone
right.
knows that. But on the religious, spiritual side of it, that is what it's called in the Christian faith, because you are becoming a new person spiritually. That's why they call it born again. They don't mean literally physically you're going to be a virgin again.
That's
what
fine,
it means
but...
is God is wiping away your sexual sins from the past, and I don't agree with that.
That's what I'm the one that said it was silly and had a problem with it.
Yeah, this is where Melissa and you will disagree.
Yeah, I mean, and we just have to agree to disagree, but I find it disturbing that a woman in her own mind feels so guilty and shameful about her past that she feels the need to do this for herself. And that's why I said earlier that I would be interested to hear a guy say that I'm a born-again virgin, because it seems like I only hear women say this, and I'm just always concerned about a woman being ashamed of her sexuality.
Okay, well, like I said, it is a religious and spiritual thing, and if it's not something that you personally believe in, then you're not going to understand it. And that's not my problem. I don't expect for you guys to feel the same as everyone else, but what bothers me is how you criticize it. I mean, as soon as he said, hey, she decided she wanted to be a born-again virgin, all of you guys started moaning, oh, gosh, well, that just ruins the whole thing. And maybe it does ruin it for him, because mm-hmm. if he doesn't feel the same way about, you know, that religious side of it or whatever, then I can understand why maybe that was a problem for him. But just the fact that you guys acted like, oh, yeah, that is a huge problem. I can't believe she did that.
But if it is a huge problem for each one of us, why wouldn't we be allowed to say that? Just like you're calling up saying it's not a big problem for you, but being all defensive, like, wouldn't it be better just to call up and say, hey, you know what? I understand where she's coming from. Like, you're mad at us for feeling like that's not the proper choice for us and expecting us to completely understand your side of things.
No, but you guys have to realize that you have listeners from all different backgrounds and things. You know, it's one thing
to call up and
I don't agree with that. I don't think, you know, I would never do that with my life. But to actually sit there and act like, you know, she's this crazy, weird person for doing that.
Hey, Christine, I don't want to be rude to you, but I think we're just saying the same things over and over and over again, so I'm going to move on to another caller. But we get you,
and we
hear you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I hate you guys.
Oh, yeah, she's not happy.
Yeah.
Do you think she was a born-again virgin?
I don't think so.
If she was, she needs to have sex.
I think she's a born-again Steve and Vicky listener.
It's a little
at this point. She's going to be listening to us tomorrow.
She needs you just to go out and just ask God to forgive her for one night and get real freaky.
Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bertha, how are you guys?
What's going on, dude?
First off, that lady before me would not shut up. It was kind of amusing.
Okay, let's move on past that.
I didn't notice.
I'm agnostic, so I'm going to give you guys a non-religious point of view from here.
Okay.
I think the mindset born-again virgin thing is kind of okay, but you can never have, your body will never become a virgin again.
Right.
But the girl, I'm going on the girl subject here. I'm going to talk about the girl. I think she tries to seem appealing to the guys at first. Mm-hmm. But once she thinks she's in the relationship far enough where either they're tied down or she's settled down enough with the relationship and content, I think she kind of shows her who she really is in a way. But, with the born-again virgin thing, I think she was just, she didn't want to be, that person anymore. So she wanted to change who she was. And it seems different with every guy.
So she seems to be,
Kind of placating the guys at first, maybe?
Right, and then becoming just the opposite of what they want. Maybe purposely breaking up with them without breaking up with them. Because the two guys before her, big part of their life is going out and drinking.
Right.
All right, they're getting their drink on. So she says, that's not part of my life anymore, so they bail.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's having a great time on vacation. Let's assume they're getting intimate. They're having a great time over and over and over again. As soon as the vacation's over, she's like, I'm pulling that part of the relationship out of it.
It's fascinating that Amanda is attracted to men of such seemingly opposite characteristics as she has. So that's why I keep saying that it's almost as if she's setting herself up for failure because she's not seeking out guys that she really has a lot in common with, or it's a control issue that when she does and she's settled into it, then all of a sudden she's putting in these strict parameters for them.
I also think maybe she's attracted to these guys because they're more exciting than she is. And so she feels like, I'll do what they like to do and I'll sort of, change who I am to be with them. But then after time, she comes back to herself, which may be somebody that doesn't want to be intimate or doesn't want to go out and party.
Which is fine. It's just trying to figure out why a man is not attracted to men that are like that.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Well, I just think that, maybe she just doesn't want to be in a relationship because she keeps figuring out a way to torpedo these relationships.
Mm-hmm, right.
With this last caller, it seemed like everything was just going along so well. They had this fabulous vacation. Mm-hmm. He said they were totally in sync. And when they got back home, she hits him with, I want to be a born-again virgin.
Right.
Nothing's going to make a guy run faster in the other direction than to say something like that.
And she's hitting them right at the things that are most important to them at the time. The drinking with the guys that were 21 was huge for them, and she pulls that away.
She's almost like a torturous control freak. Exactly what the guy wants. She robs it from him.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
Here's the reality of Thanksgiving at this point, right? Is that maybe you're in a home where Thanksgiving is that big meal every single year, right? Everybody comes on over to your house and you love cooking. You love doing it. But the truth of the matter is it's expensive. You got 10 people coming over. You've got 12 people coming over. You've got 15 people coming over. While you love sort of the hectic nature of the whole thing, you just love feeding the family, right? The reality of it this year is that it was expensive 2 years ago, and now it feels way worse now because of the recession.
Right. And you don't want to invite less family members over or less friends who maybe don't have family in town. You want everybody to be able to come over,
sure.
But you got to be able to feed them all.
Right.
You know?
And here's where the problem starts here. It's just that you want all these people over. You just don't want to have to call them up and say, hey, I know we've done this at my house for the last 10 years. I just can't do it this year.
Right.
So we have Chef G from the Four Seasons and Chef Hopkins from Restaurant Eugene in this morning. These are two of Atlanta's finest chefs.
Absolutely. Hey, guys.
Hey guys. What's going on? You guys
welcome
want to
back.
Share that,
Mike?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in again. It's almost unbelievable because both of these guys claim that you guys can serve Thanksgiving dinner for 12 for under $50. And they're not talking about their restaurants. They're talking about these are recipes that you guys can do at your house. mm-hmm. you can serve for 12 people for under $50. Yeah. So where do we even start?
Well, the focus that we were looking at was just trying to incorporate the traditional accompaniments. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be necessarily the big old bird on the table. Mm-hmm. But there are the components, the pumpkin, the sweet potato, the turkey, the cranberry. And that's really what we did when we looked at it. And I think there's a lot of ways that you can do that. I was kind of surprised, and it was kind of fun to go to a grocery store and do this exercise, because in the industry, we typically get our purveyors to do that. And we get some lower pricing that you typically get at a grocery store. But these are grocery store prices. And, you know, we tried to make it fun at the same time.
How can people try to, quote unquote, you know, like trim the fat? If it was going to cost them $120
hey,
last year.
Good chef line.
I said, quote unquote. I knew it was a cheesy pun. What can they do this year to save some money yet not lose quality on the food?
I think focus on a few simple ingredients that are high quality, as opposed to trying to build a buffet or a table with 12 different items. You know, this exercise was building three items, mm-hmm. have them in harmony with each other, and look at those economical things. Luckily, Thanksgiving is traditionally an economical meal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's things in season. Pumpkin's right. not expensive. Turkey is right. really not that expensive per pound. Mm-hmm. That's really the focus. And just try to prepare it very simply and really not overwhelm yourself. A lot of people mm-hmm. get scared. Mm-hmm. You know,
so, Chef Hopkins, what was your menu? Which one did you make?
We have a roulade of a turkey thigh, which we boned out and rolled with a cornbread stuffing. And we just wow. cooked that nice and slow. And I think the thigh is the juiciest part, and one that you tend not to overcook. And most people buy just the breasts all year. Mm-hmm. So the thighs are very cheap, you know, under $1.50 a pound. Mm-hmm. Then we have a salad with radish and bacon, a little homemade sour cream, and a citrus vinaigrette, and then a butternut squash soup. And the whole meal that I brought was under $40.
And it can serve how many?
12 people.
12 people.
Wow. Yeah. So you've got yeah. you've got the turkey, the stuffing, the salad, and the soup.
Right, and you could add you know, potatoes and green bean casserole and still hit your budget.
That is awesome. Now we
it's
will have
delicious.
It
too.
Tastes awesome.
We'll have these recipes on how to make them and everything up online also.
You have all
yes.
of them.
Already have them. So they'll be mm-hmm. up online at Q100Atlanta.com. So that's 12 people for $40 right there.
That's
When's
incredible.
The last time you just made yourself a grilled cheese sandwich?
Just oh, I have two kids. So
oh, okay.
grilled cheese and little egg sandwiches in the morning before school.
Okay.
All the time.
You just makes everything sound so 5-star.
But wow. I guarantee that his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches will taste mm-hmm. 10 times better than anything I could
totally.
Try.
But
yeah.
I could tell you
good
like,
peanut butter.
with this, like how cool, what is this again? The rula hoop?
It's a hula hoop of turkey.
Yeah.
It's a roulade with cornbread stuffing. Just very simple.
I so mean, like how cool is it if you have your in-laws over, you know, and you're like a new wife or something, and you're like, oh yes, I've made a roulade of turkey with cornbread stuffing. Like, and they're like, whoa, they have no idea that it cost came down
yeah.
to $40.
Now is this a meal for both of you guys? Are both of these meals suitable for somebody that's trying this for the very first time, or is this a little bit more advanced?
The meal that I made was a turkey meatloaf. I think many people are familiar with meatloaf. and the key is to get both breast meat and dark meat ground and mix that together. And we put mushrooms in there for the moisture, mm-hmm. lots of mushrooms, so that you get that juiciness when it bakes. And we did a pumpkin that was roasted whole, and we stuffed it with sweet potatoes and stuffing. So you're going to get a lot of holiday flavor out of that mm-hmm. And a lot of filling in your stomach. And the pumpkin soup, too, is topped with a little bit of crouton, a little crispy bread tossed with maple syrup. And it's really easy to make. And these things, when we looked in the pantry, what you would typically have in the house anyways. And then we made a little pumpkin moon pie, which is very simple but really tasty. I think I really love those little moon pies.
Mm-hmm. And how much does this whole plate cost?
This one is that for the 12 people, I spent $49 and 97 cents.
Okay. Nice.
You
just won the showdown.
I was going to make a gravy, but I ended up using the pan juices that the meatloaf was producing, but we're right on
recycling.
That budget.
Recycling.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
I mean, come on.
I do find it fascinating that both talking about dark meat, because I do think you're right. When you think about Thanksgiving, most people probably go for the turkey breast, and the fact that you both incorporated dark meat in your meals, which is cheaper, I think, and juicier.
Mm-hmm. I think tastier.
Much more flavorful, yeah. Actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's better.
Yeah. This is just off the charts. It's so good.
It tastes so good. Amazing. I'm going to stuff my face.
We made the definite right call canceling the meeting today.
No kidding. We're going to be out like a light by 10 o'clock today.
And there's a lot of extra out there.
Is there?
Nice.
Okay.
All of Q100 just cheered like, wee.
All of a sudden, like I said. Chef G from the Four Seasons and Chef Hopkins from Restaurant Eugene. Outside of this, and again, all of these recipes and how to make them and everything will be up online at Q100Atlanta.com. So you can feed people, 12 people for under $50. Wendy is cooking for the very first time for her entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving dinner. What sort of advice can you give to first-time chefs on that day?
Do you want to go first, Linton? And I'll follow.
The biggest thing, again, keep it simple. Brine your turkey. I don't know if anyone here knows about brining at all, but if you want that breast meat to be flavorful, 1 cup of salt to 3 quarts of water. Mix that up and just soak your turkey in it overnight. And then before you roast it, just dry it off and that'll help the moisture inside, and actually the seasoning gets inside the meat, and you have a tendency not to overcook it.
And how long do you have to thaw the turkey? Because that is one of the biggest rookie mistakes is if you leave it in the freezer too long, right?
Get it 3 days ahead.
And 3 days.
Put it in your fridge and let it defrost in the fridge. Don't just put it on the back porch or in the sink, because that's when you're going to get that foodborne illness.
Put it in the sun. Sometimes I put it in my warm car.
No.
Just leave it in there for 3 days. Yes.
So if you don't want to cook, though, you can come by and we do turkey to go at the hotel. So it's if you don't want to cook.
At the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Great.
I might just do that and just say I made it.
Jeez. I would totally do that.
I don't have to worry about the stress. I can just go.
Why don't you get outside and grab one of these woolly things. Woolly pops.
The
Rulo
Hooli.
Yeah. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. If they are well fed that day and they're happy and they leave, they don't. The story doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm just going to go put a couple of plates of what I have in the freezer and then just open them up, put them in the microwave.
Totally okay.
You just got to make sure that you take any Park 75 wrapping or receipts and throw it away in your neighbor's garbage. Because that's the last thing you want is them opening your garbage can and
be like, what is this restaurant, Eugene? What is this?
Chef Hopkins, what do you have going on at the restaurant for Thanksgiving?
We're closed for our staff at Eugene and Holman Finch, which is good. But I just wanted to shout out that I'm all on board on this Hotlanta thing.
Are you good?
I'm a native Atlantan, so I don't care if you're from California or Rhode Island. It's a bad thing.
Okay, so you know that you have a responsibility now. When somebody comes in town.
This is an ethical duty.
Okay, thank you. All the recipes up online, Q100Atlanta.com, and the Four Seasons wants you to know, look, if you don't want to do the cooking yourself, just stop by there. They'll make the turkey for you. You awesome. Get credit. That's awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good job.
This is The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you can win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.